This is St. Louis Public Radio. The Federal Emergency Management Agency has bought more than 5,000 flood-prone properties in Missouri over the last 30 years. When FEMA buys a property, the local government becomes responsible for making sure no one builds on it again. St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chen visited some of the green spaces where people used to live.
It's a muggy day in Valley Park, and my colleague Shayla Farazan and I are wandering around a trail next to the Merrimack River. We're trying to locate where a residential road called River Drive used to be. Shayla's got a list of River Drive addresses in one hand and her phone in the other as we look at shrubby areas next to the trail.
Okay, so what I'm doing is I'm just looking on Zillow, trying to figure out which houses used to be here. Because when I look at the map, it's basically like River Drive is erased. Like River Drive does not exist anymore.
Then 73-year-old Paul Fluschel pulls up on his bike. He tells us what the area looked like decades ago.
Well, this was all cabins, you know, for like summer cabins, and people from St. Louis would come out here and they'd just spend a weekend or, you know, and swim.
The houses that used to be on River Drive are among thousands of flood-prone properties that were bought by FEMA. The federal agency provides funding for local governments to own the properties. Under the terms of FEMA's purchase agreement, municipalities and counties have to maintain them as green spaces. Michael O'Connell is with the State Emergency Management Agency. He says prohibiting development on buyout land reduces flood risk for communities.
That's the whole point, is to take the property out of the floodplain so you don't have continuing losses going forward.
The properties are also not eligible for flood insurance again. St. Charles County owns more than 1,000 buyout properties. St. Charles senior planner Ellie Marr says the county mows a lot of those parcels. Some became a park called Hideaway Harbor, and some are maintained by nearby residents.
If there's a neighbor next door and they want to lease it, they can do that and, you know, grow a garden or keep a lawn there. But no building or anything like that can go on there.
To monitor how those properties are being used, SEMA requests reports from counties and municipalities with flood buyout land every 3 years. Here's another SEMA spokesperson, Katie Eisterhold.
We also ask that they list all of their properties of the area that they have, and then also provide a map of those areas.
The state agency reports some of that information to the federal agency, but FEMA only requires reports for properties that were bought out since 2002. 90% of the properties in Missouri were bought out before then, but all properties in the buyout program have deed restrictions that say people can't build anything on them. Since 2012, North Shore Marina owner Richard Luttrell has leased two properties from St. Charles County. FEMA bought them after the 1993 flood.
These lots, all of which are approximately 110 feet wide, all had homes on them. There was probably four more homes over here on our right, and then the same on the left.
Luttrell says he'll let people camp and park their cars in those properties, but not for more than a few days. St. Charles County's lease agreement states that nearby landowners can't leave any trailers, boats, or other vehicles on those parcels for more than 48 hours. For each parcel, he pays about $20 every 5 years, but he says he's willing to pay several thousand dollars to own them.
I might not ever do anything with it. It's just kind of, it values the property more. Mm-hmm. I go from 39 acres to 44 acres.
Even if the land looks like it's just sitting there, it's still serving an important purpose. The next time a major flood comes along, no one will be living there. I'm Eli Chen, St. Louis Public Radio.